Bibles want to read with us tonight in the book of Psalms, the 46th chapter. We're going to begin reading. I'd like to say we appreciate the campground committee asking us to preach in this service tonight. Psalms 46, and starting in verse 1. The Bible said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Very present help in trouble. I remember in school, I don't know how they do it now, but when I was going to school, me and Jack, they called a roll, and whenever they called a roll, you're supposed to say present or here, you know, and that let them know that you was there. When they called David Yon, I said present. That meant I was in the room. I was right there. And the Bible here tells us that God is a very present help. He's there in time of trouble. I can just imagine when old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was thrown in the burning fiery furnace. You could have said Shadrach, he'd have said present. Meshach, he'd have said present. Abednego, present. Jesus, glory to God, present. Thank God. He is a present help in trouble. Thank God. He's there. He'll always be there for the saints of God. You know, it'd be a sad thing if when you got in trouble, you had to try to use your cell phone. You might be in a dead area and call him. What kind of trouble would you be in if you was down here at the campground and needed the Lord and you picked up your cell phone and you had to run all over the place trying to get a signal? You'd be in trouble. But I'm telling you, when you're in trouble, he is a present help. That's not what I want to preach on tonight. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea? Why such a catastrophe? The earth would be removed, and the mountains would be carried into the midst of the sea. But he said, I'll not fear, because he's a present help. Thank God, he's there. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. He says this in the first verse, God is our refuge. And he says it again here, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come and behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, cutteth the sword, the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. He's with us, and he's our refuge. Thank God. The word refuge is a place of safety that makes you feel secure. A place of safety that makes you feel secure. Thank God. And I'm telling you, church, God is a refuge. God is a place of safety. God is a place of security. You can ask my sister. She'll tell you. I'm not telling you a story. My baby sister's back there tonight. But I remember years ago when we was at home, there was eight of us children, and we didn't have a television, so we didn't sit in front of a television all day, you know, and most of the time we was out working, hoeing the garden, cleaning fence rows, loading pup wood or loading watermelon, something, you know. Daddy pretty well kept us busy. He knowed he had to because we were so mischievous. But, you know, Mama had old gray house cat. And we had an old half German Shepherd and half Bulldog, and he is mean, you know, and that's a pretty good mixture. You get a German Shepherd and a Bulldog mixed together, that's a mean dog. He was mean. He wasn't scared of nothing. I mean, I ain't never seen him back down from nobody and nothing. He was mean, but he loved us children, but he hated that cat. You know, and we knew that, and we'd take that old me and my brothers, we'd take that old gray house cat, and we'd act like we was its friend, and we'd kitty, kitty, kitty come here, and it'd come get in our lap, and we'd begin to rub it, you know, like we was really loving it, and like we was really its friend. And, you know, just about the time that, you know, it'd get relaxed in our lap, Brother Herschel, you know, thinking that we was its friend, we'd squeak to the old dog, and here'd come the dog running. We'd stand up and catch that cat by the tail, Jack, and hold it up over that dog's head. And you know what happened when you boys don't try this. But I'm telling you, you hold a cat by the tail, he gets mad. And he lit into that old dog, and he'd get to clawing and a biting and a gnawing on that dog's head. And, you know, and that dog would get mad. And I'm telling you, after a while, you couldn't stay in the middle of it. You had to get out of it. You know, you had to, they was both of them trying to kill one another. And you was trying to hold the cat there. You had to turn it loose. And so we'd have to turn the old cat loose, and the dog was right behind it. Brother Ronnie, and he'd go over and climb up in that walnut tree there in the yard, and there was a limb about 10 foot high up above the ground, and it'd go and he'd climb up and sit down on that limb, and that dog would try his best to climb that tree, and he was barking, jumping as high as he could. You know, he was wanting to get to that cat, wanting to kill that cat, Brother W.L., and that old cat would just sit there just as calm. And he'd look down at that dog and just, she'd look down at that dog and just lick her lips. You know, she knowed that dog couldn't get to her. She was safe. You know, and she got to where she slept on top of the house. I mean, she wouldn't sleep in the yard. She wouldn't even hardly walk in the yard unless it was night. She slept on top of the house. She had to, and she could stay up there and knowed we couldn't get to her. No, the dog couldn't get to it. It was a place of safety, a refuge, you know. And I thought that old dog, he would get under that tree, and he was mad. His ears was bleeding, and his nose was chewed up, and he is mad, and he is wanting to kill the cat. And I suppose in dog language, Brother Herschel, he was saying, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you youngins, I'm going to kill you grand youngins, I'm going to kill everything. I'm going to get you. But I want to tell you, the old cat would just sit there and just lick its lips, not worried about it at all. It was safe. It was in a place of safety. It was in a refuge. Oh, yes. And church, I'm telling you, thank God, God has got a place of safety. God has got a place of refuge. Thank God the devil may howl. The devil may say, I'm going to get you. The devil may say, I'm going to destroy you. Oh, I'm going to destroy your family. I'm going to destroy your home. I'm going to destroy your churches. And that is his aim. And that is his goal. But God, thank God, is a just God. God is a fair God. Oh, yes. He's not going to put us in this world without a refuge. Thank God. He told his disciples, he said, I'm sending you forth as sheep among wolves. He said, but I'm going to go with you. Thank God, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to help you. Oh, yes. There'll be a place of refuge. Oh, hallelujah. A place of safety. Thank God. Where your enemies can't get to you. Oh, yes. Where the ones that wants to destroy you can't get to you. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If the devil would have had his way, we wouldn't be gathered here tonight. If the devil would have had his way with you, oh, thank God your home would be busted. A lot of you'd be in the graveyard, or some of you'd be in prison. Some of you would be in trouble tonight. You wouldn't be here. But you know why you're here tonight in the house of God? Because God has prepared a place of safety. He's prepared a refuge for the saints of God, a place you can run to. Thank God, a sanctuary that you can get into. Oh, yes, where the enemy of your soul, he can't get there. Thank God. Oh, I'm going to tell you something, church. The blood of Jesus Christ is still around the church. Oh, yes, there's still a place of safety. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, oh, yes, you've been redeemed. Thank God, I'm telling you tonight, if you'll stay there, there is a place of safety. The enemy can't get to you. That's the reason tonight that the devil ain't destroyed us. Thank God, because of the place of safety.
the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, the devil can't cross the bloodline. Do you hear me tonight? The devil can't cross the bloodline. He'd like to, but he can't. Oh, thank God when he gets there and sees the blood. Oh, you know what? He's got to back up. Oh, thank God at the Passover when the destroying angel got there and he saw the blood on the doorpost. Oh, yes, he had to pass on over that house. Thank God the blood was there. And I'm telling you tonight, church, if we'll keep the blood applied to our heart and keep the blood applied to our life, the devil's got to pass on by. Oh, thank God there's a refuge there in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God. I'm telling you tonight, church, and if we'll stay there, the devil, he may howl and he may say, I'm going to destroy you. But if you'll stay in the refuge, if you'll stay in that place of safety, oh, thank God, wherever it may be, it'll work, church. Thank God. He'll keep you safe. The Bible said in Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Why? Because the Lord was a refuge. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Oh, thank God. I'm telling you, church, the psalmist here, he's talking about some bad things happening. Oh, yes, the wicked's rising up against him. Oh, yes, they want to eat up his flesh, but before they could get to him, they stumble and fail. Why? He was in the refuge. They couldn't get to him. Thank God. He said, and a host will encamp about me. Oh, yes, they're going to make war with me. He said, but I'm not even afraid when the armies is gathered against me. I'm going to be confident. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, church, thank God we got a place of safety. I know we got trouble all around us. We can look around and see a lot of things. Oh, yes, it disturbs my mind. That disturbs us when we look at it. But I'm telling you, there's still a refuge. Are you hearing me? The refuge of God. It stands in hard economical times. It stands in times of political instability. Oh, yes, that's the refuge of God. It never is unstable. Thank God it's always sure. Oh, yes. If gas prices gets up to $10 a gallon, thank God he's still God. Oh, yes. The devil still can't cross the bloodline. Oh, thank God. And if you're his children, he'd give you a promise. He said, look at the little sparrows. Oh, yes, consider these things. He said, look at the lilies of the field. Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like them. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Oh, yes, don't worry. The little sparrows. Oh, yes, he feeds them. He takes care of them. I'm telling you, church, there is a place of safety. There is a refuge. Thank God in this day and hour we're living in. Don't leave the refuge. Stay there. God will keep you if you'll stay in the refuge. Thank God. He'll keep you safe. Oh, thank God. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. He said, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Thank God. I'm telling you tonight, church, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, yes, hadn't he kept you this year? Thank God, hadn't he blessed you this year? Oh, yes, hadn't he been good to you this year? Maybe you didn't have everything you'd have liked to have had, but you had everything you needed. I promise you that. You can look at me, and I was looking at a few more around here. You can tell we're eating pretty good. Oh, thank God the Lord has been good to us. Oh, thank God. Maybe, I guess probably I had the worst year this year in business that I've had in years, several years. But I get to looking around, Brother Dwayne, I held my little grandboy today. Thank God, and I was kissing on him, and I said, Lord, you've been good to me. Thank God you blessed me. This is worth more than all the money in the world. I'm telling you, church, God has been good to his people, and he's going to continue to be good to us. We may not have everything we want. We may not have everything just like we like it, but I'm telling you tonight, he's going to keep us. Oh, yes. You know that old cat, when it was having to stay up on top of the house, that was kind of inconvenient for him. He couldn't walk through the yard anytime he wanted to, but he was safe. It was inconvenient, but he was safe. There may be some things that's going to come our way that's going to be inconvenient to us. It may not be just like we want it to be. But I'm telling you, if we'll stay in the refuge, hear me tonight. If we'll stay in the church, thank God. If we'll stay saved, oh yes, we'll be saved. Oh, thank God we'll be saved from the enemy of our soul. Thank God. The Bible said there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. I'm going to tell you something, church. There, God's got hiding places. Oh, yes. That they ain't nobody ever seen. God's got hiding places. The devil ain't got no clue. Thank God where it's at. Oh, yes. And you know what that's reserved for? That's reserved for them that's been born, thank God, of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's reserved for them that's serving God and living for him. Oh, yes, them hiding places is reserved for them. Thank God. I'm preaching tonight about a refuge. A refuge. I want to ask you tonight, what is your refuge? What is your refuge? You know, there's a lot of people, you know, that's got their trust put in things that's going to fail them. Are you hearing me? And I'm not trying to tell us doom and gloom. All you got to do is turn your radio on. You'll hear everything I tell you tonight. You know, church, I mean, all you hear is bad, bad, bad. Oh, yes. And there's people that's depressed over it. There's people that's killing themselves over it. You know, I heard when the stock market crashed several years ago, there's people jumping out of them skyscrapers up here in New York, killing themselves because the stock market crashed and they lost so much money. You know what their refuge was? Their money. That was what they was trusting in. That was where their security was. That's what made them feel safe and secure. And what's so sad about it is that's creeping in the church. You know, I heard a preacher, a pastor one time, he said that he had a fellow in his church that you know, he had a lot of stocks and he invested in the stock market. You know, and he said he could tell just as good when the stock market was up. Said that brother was shouting, rejoicing, praising God. He said, and he could tell when it was down, said he was on the bottom and you couldn't get him up. He might have been in church, but I'm telling you, church, his refuge, his trust was in his dollar. Oh, yes, that's what he trusted in. Thank God. The Bible said it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I vote Republican. I'm going to tell you the truth. When I went to the ballot box this year, and I'm going to be honest with you, don't grumble and complain about the situation if you ain't going to vote. If you ain't going to go and try to do something about it to change it, don't say nothing about it. Don't grumble. You got an opportunity to change a little bit. You may say my vote don't count. Try it and see. Might. I'm telling you, as tight as things is getting, it might be your vote that breaks the, you know, that changes things. Oh, yes, but I'll tell you this. I ain't putting my confidence in the Republican Party. I ain't putting my confidence in them. I think they got a little more sense than the Democrats do. Oh, yes, and if you fault me for that, just put $100 bill on the offering plate, and me and Brother Mark will split it. If that offended you, oh yes. But I'm telling you, I ain't putting my trust and confidence in the Democrats or the Republicans. I ain't putting my trust and confidence in the Tea Party. I think they've got some good causes. I think they've got some good things they're pushing. But that ain't my refuge. Oh no. Because I've seen in a matter of just 2 or 3 years, remember when Obama was put in there? I mean, everybody was just on the top, hope and change. Oh, yes, we're fixing to change this thing. We're going to turn it around, and we're going to have a change in this country. 2 years later, man, we didn't want the change we got. Oh, yes. Some folks thought that Obama was going to come and change it and going to buy their gas and put a roof over their head and give them a car to drive, all that stuff. But they didn't get the change they thought they was going to get. Oh, yes. They was disappointed. What if Obama would have been our refuge? Where would we be tonight? Church, I'm telling you. Oh, yes, we can't put confidence in man. It's not in the government. No. We got to put our confidence in the Lord. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they're very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Oh, yes. Another place he said, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. You may trust our military, and I suppose probably we've probably got the greatest military in the world. But you know what? 9/11, they pulled one over on us, didn't they? Just a few fellows with a carpet knife. Oh, yes. They took our own planes and just about crippled the United States. Where was all them big jet airplanes on the ground somewhere not expecting it? Oh, yes, church, we can't trust in our military, though they may be great. And it does help me sleep better at night to know that I live in the United States. Oh, yes, but you know what? We've done seen that, you know, our military can fail us. Oh, yes, our military can fail us. And I'm going to throw this in here and I ain't going to charge you nothing. I just heard that they passed a law that they're going to allow the gays and the lesbians in the military. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to destroy it. That's what's going to happen to it. So our military, we can't trust in our military. Though it may be great, though we may be got bombs, and they tell me they got technology, they can look around a corner and see what's around there. Oh, yes. But you know what? All God's got to do is send a sandstorm and just put all that out of kilter, and it won't work. We can't trust our military. We can't put our confidence in them. Banking systems are failing. You know, I remember years ago, you know, when I was a youngin', you know, I opened up a little savings account and they was explaining it to me when I put my $2 in the savings account. This is covered by FDIC. You know, if the bank goes under, FDIC will pay you your $2 plus interest. Oh, yes. But you know what? The banks has been failing. FDIC ain't really got the money to bail them out. Oh, yeah, and they're just going in there and snatching them up and selling them to another bank. Because they can't cover it. The government can't cover it. They can't cover the expense of it. Our banking system is failing. Oh, church, are you hearing me? How many people has trusted in their money? Oh, yes. Are you hearing me tonight, church? We're going to have to make God our refuge. Well, I got an insurance policy. Life insurance policy. You ever sat down and tried to figure these things out? You pay $100 a month for so many years, and they're going to give you way under thousands more than what you paid them. You know, I get to figuring and thinking on that thing. Somehow or another, this ain't going to add up. They get my $100 a month right now. But 60 years down the road, all these fellows that's my age goes to killing over and they got to pay out these big amounts. I'm telling you, they're going to go broke. You get to thinking, a second grader can figure a little bit better these mathematical figures than some of these geniuses can. I'm telling you, church, these insurance companies, and I ain't an idiot. I mean, I ain't going to tell you to go out and live like a hermit and don't have insurance and, you know, and try to just, you know, just live like a hermit off the land. I'm not telling you that. But what I'm telling you tonight, we got to make smart decisions when it comes to the things of this world. But we've got to put our trust in God. We've got to make God our refuge. We can't trust in the things that surround us and expect them to keep us. Jobs is insecure. I read On the news the other day, they said that Georgia had the highest increase in unemployment in 2010 than any other state in the United States. And it's evident. You can see it all around us. Unemployment. People don't have jobs. There's companies that's folding and going under. It ain't looking good. Oh, yes, I can remember, you know, back when I was a young man, right after I got out of high school, there were several people told me, boy, go get you a state job. You got good retirement. You'll be able to retire from it. You know, live good the rest of your life. And there's a bunch of fellas that done that, you know, and they trying to pay them. But you know what? About every state in the union is broke because they got more people drawing retirement than they do working. I went up, we got plenty of time, so I guess I can talk a while. I preached in the prisons, and I was up at the prison one day, and they had a thing laying there, a little brochure on all their employees, you know, that had retired. There were 6,000 people on that list that had retired from the prison system alone in Georgia drawing retirement and wasn't working. You tell me that we wonder why our economical system's in the shape it's in. That's the reason why. There's people has promised things that they didn't look down the road and see what it was going to cost them, and they can't do it. And there was people that dedicated their lives to their jobs. There's probably people that left the house of God and walked away from God to keep that good-paying job and keep that retirement. And now, what have they got? What have they got? Oh, are you hearing me today, church? My God, the first thing we ought to do is put God as our refuge. Put Him first and foremost above everything else and everybody else, because He's the only one that has never failed. Oh, thank God. I'm telling you, there's been numerous wars. There's been kingdoms that's come and went. Oh, yes, that has stood up and failed. Oh, yes, but God has never failed. Heaven has never been bankrupt. Oh, thank God. I'm telling you tonight, church, I believe we can make God our refuge. Thank God. Oh, yes. Job said it this way. He said, if I have made gold my hope, I have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. If I rejoice because my wealth was great and because mine hand hath gotten much. And there's another verse on down below that. He says, if I have kissed my hand. In other words, look at what I've done. Oh, yes, I've got great things. He said, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge. For I should have denied the God that is above. Church, I'm telling you tonight, we can't make gold. We can't make money our refuge. Are you hearing me? Oh, God, we can't depend on our government. We can't depend on our military. We can't depend on our banks, insurance companies. And you really can't depend on your job. You don't never know. It may not be there. You may go in and they may tell you there's not a job. Oh, yes, this brother right here, he dealt with that not long ago. Oh, yes, lost his job. Been there for several years. Probably thought you'd retire there, didn't you, brother? Oh, yes. But after he's done on up in age, got to go back out and try to find a job. Oh, I'm telling you, church, there's nothing that's sure in this world. There's nothing that's sure in this world. But there's one thing that is for sure. Oh, thank God. There is one thing that is for sure. Thank God. That is God. I heard Brother Gene Thompson tell about a man over in the Ukraine. Back when they was persecuting the church over there. He said there was a man that was in there, and they'd put him in prison, and they'd tortured him and beat him and done everything they could to try to get him to deny God, to try to get him to deny Jesus and his salvation. And they said they'd tortured him and tortured his family, and he would not recant. He wouldn't back down. And so they experimented on him. They tried something on him. They began to give him mind-altering drugs to try to, you know, mess up his mind and get him to deny the Lord. They messed his mind up so bad he didn't even know his name. He didn't remember his family's name. He didn't remember his birthday. He didn't remember none of these things. They messed him up with his mind. But every time they'd ask him about Jesus, he'd say, he's my Savior. Oh, thank God. I'm telling you something, church. You get the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart. Are you hearing me tonight? There's a place down there that mine altering drugs can't get to. Oh, yes, there's a place the devil can't get, no matter what he may do to you. He said he may destroy your body. He said, but he can't touch your soul. Oh, yes, he said, but fear them that he's able to destroy both body and soul in hell. I'm telling you tonight, church, there is a refuge. There is a place of safety if you'll get the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart and life. Thank God, mind altering drugs can't take it away. Oh, hallelujah. They can take your money. They can take your family. They can lock you up in prison. They can try to destroy you. But I'm telling you, if you're in the refuge, thank God there's a place the devil can't touch you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God, oh, for the refuge that is there. Thank God for the saints of God. Oh, thank God. I'm afraid today. I'm afraid. Because America has been so great. And God has blessed us so. I'm afraid that the church has got so lax and so relaxed until we don't realize where our help has come from. Oh, thank God. I got to thinking about Samson. We know the story of Samson. Samson was a great man. He had great strength when the Spirit of the Lord came on him. Every time the Spirit of God would come on him, oh yes, he would do mighty feats. He would kill lions with his bare hand. The king of the forest. Oh yes, he would take the jawbone of an ass. And he'd kill 1,000 men. Take the gatepost of the city. Oh, yes, and pull them up and take them and set them on the hill. And they probably wasn't little 4x4 stuck a foot under the ground. They was holding some big gates. Probably buried pretty deep. He'd take the gates and the gatepost up on top of the hill. Set it down. Catch 300 fox and tie their tails together. Oh, yes. You ever tried to catch a rat? I can't even catch a rat. He bites me. I turn him loose. Oh, yes, the Spirit of the Lord had a hold of him. He caught 300 fox, tied their tails together, set them on fire, and turned them loose in the barley field. You know what? Samson had done so many mighty feats under the anointing of the Spirit of God till Samson quit trusting God and got to trust in his strength. Are you hearing me? He failed to realize where his strength came from. Oh, yes, and he got to trust in that strength. So many times he had seen the Spirit of God move on him and the hand of God touch him. Oh, yes. Thank God. He just got to thinking, I can do it on my own. Oh, yes. I've done it so many times, I can do it on my own. Oh, God. But there came a time when God said, okay, go ahead, Samson. Do it by yourself. Samson then realized where his strength come from. Samson realized that his strength come from God. And because he placed his trust in his strength failed him. But when he turned back to God, God gave it to him again. Are you hearing me preach tonight? Oh, thank God. I'm afraid the Church of America has forgot where our greatness come from. Oh, are you hearing me preach tonight? We have forgot where our greatness come from. We've got nice buildings, nice tabernacles, padded pews. Oh, yes, we've got nice churches. Millions and millions of dollars that's been spent on real estate for the church. Oh, yes. But church, I'm telling you something tonight. I'm afraid the church has forgot where its strength come from. It come from God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Solomon got to trusting in his wisdom. He had done a lot of great things. He had made a lot of smart decisions, no doubt, that just made people wonder, how could that man be so smart and come up with so many things? Solomon got to trust in his own wisdom. And, oh, God, it failed him. It failed him. And then he turned back to God. And he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. I'm telling you, church, what we're going to have to make our refuge. We're going to have to make God our refuge. In 2011, I don't know what's ahead of us. 2010 was a surely unstable year. Business and a lot of things, it was unstable. Things that I never would have thought that I would have seen shaken. You know, that I thought was so great. Things that I thought that was established. Oh, yes. I seen it shaken. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, church, I'm afraid America ahead of us. Hear me tonight. I'm afraid ahead of us if we don't put our trust in God. I'm afraid if we don't make God our refuge, we're going to fall with the rest of them. You mark it down. America's coming down. Say, Brother David, you prophesying America's coming down. When countless millions of babies have been aborted in this country, that innocent blood that has been shed. Oh, yes. And people don't say a thing in the world about it. I've got a picture on my phone that a preacher brother gave me of a 21-week-old baby that has been aborted. Brother, they pulled that child out, sucked it out of its mother, and in pieces, limbs. It's fully formed. It's a little boy. You can tell all of its features. Looked like a beautiful little boy. It's burnt. It looks like a baby doll. It's been pulled apart, and they got it laying there on the table. Our government can sanction this and say it's okay. But then Michael Vicks can fight bulldogs, and they chew one another up, and the world goes crazy over it. You tell me our world ain't warped and in a mess when they can destroy children like they're just a piece of garbage, but then fuss and cry over a dog that gets chewed up. I'm telling you, Church, America, it's got to come down. It's got to come down. Oh, but hear me tonight. Thank God. Just as Jesus with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the burning fiery furnace, he'll be with us. Oh, yes, they was in the midst of a wicked, wicked kingdom. One that didn't fear God. One that worshipped Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, yes, one that worshipped the golden idols and the kings. They was right there in the middle of it. Oh, yes, you know what? They could have got to trust in their positions. Daniel could have trusted his position. He was the president of all the astrologers and magicians. He was the president. He could have trusted his position and said, I ain't got to pray. They ain't going to throw me in the lion's den. I'm the president under the king. What kind of trouble would he have been in when he landed in the lion's den? But you know what? He didn't trust his position. He knelt three times a day, though he was still the president. He knelt three times a day, and he prayed, and he sought God, and he stayed in touch with God. Oh, yes, and he kept God as his refuge. And when he was thrown in the lion's den, thank God it wasn't his position. The lions didn't look and say, he's the president, we can't devour him. Oh, yes, he's Nebuchadnezzar's big man, we can't devour him. But, oh, thank God, I'd like to think that they got to look in and they seen the angels of the Lord around him. Thank God they'd come down to see about him. Oh, yes, when he was praying there three times a day. Thank God. God took notice of it. And when he got in trouble, oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, he was there. A present help to help him. Thank God. Hear me tonight, church. I'm not trying to paint us a bad picture. We can look and see it every day all around us. It's reality. It's facts. We see it. We know it. What I'm trying to do is point us to something. Thank God it's going to keep us in the times that's ahead of us. Oh, thank God. You may say, I'll draw unemployment. I'll get food stamps. It can't keep going. It can't keep going. I'm going to tell you, I ain't a real smart man, but you keep digging out the pot after a while and don't put nothing back. It's going to go empty. Oh, yes. Hey, some of our politicians think you can beg and borrow your way into prosperity. It don't work. It don't work. We're going to have God as our refuge, church. We're going to have God as our refuge. Oh, and if there's ever been a day, if there's ever been a time that the Church of America needs to wake up and realize, oh, thank God, the reason we've had it so good, the reason we've been blessed is because God has favored us. Oh, and we begin to depend on that. But what we need to look to is the one that gave us this favor. We need to realize that our help come from Him. Oh, and quit trusting in these other things and make God our refuge. Thank God in our strength, because He's a present help. Time of trouble, time of need. What's your refuge tonight? What's your refuge? I've seen people before that put so much confidence in preachers. Well, I normally don't preach this long, but I know we got to watch tonight's service and got to be here till midnight. Oh, thank God. I've seen a lot of people put confidence in preachers. You know, too much confidence. I mean, they drive for miles and miles and miles to hear them preach. Miss church in their church. Do you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying, Brother Tim? Yeah. Miss church in their church. Leave their pole pastor there trying to preach. Oh, yes, and go over there where he's at. And like Brother Mark said, we ain't worried about that pole pastor over there trying to see about him and pray with him and, oh, yes, cry and beg God to show him mercy. They call the monies over and give it to him. Are you hearing me tonight, church? And then he would fall, and so would they. You hearing me? Oh, church, there's one thing we got to look to. We got to look to God. We got to look to God. Oh, the man-made things down here is going to fail, but God is going to stand. Oh, yes, let's make Him our refuge. In the year 2011, I dare say this time next year, if we have a watch night service, if we're able to gather together here this way again next year, there'll be a lot of changes that'll be took place between now and then. They say the economy's rebounding. They say things is picking up. Things is looking better. I hope they know what they're talking about. You know, but there's a lot of rhetoric, you know, political rhetoric to try to make the leaders look good. I hope they know what they're talking about. But can I tell you, if it gets down next year to where you have to live off them taters and rabbit, pretty good eating. But if it's down to where you have to live off taters and rabbit, oh, church and squirrel, church, I'm telling you, God will keep you. It may be inconvenient. It may not be what you want. If you'll stay in the refuge, thank God. If you'll stay in the refuge, God will keep you. He won't let the devil destroy you. He won't let the devil take you to hell. Thank God. You've got promises in this Bible. Every promise that's in this Bible is for you if you stay in the refuge. But once you stay out, get outside the refuge. Once you get outside the refuge, things keep coming to me. Brother, I normally don't preach this long. I told you to give me your watch and you wouldn't. I normally don't preach this long, but things keep coming to me. I remember I used to have a lot of goats, and I put up a fence to keep them goats in. Blake and Cole knows what I'm talking about. You know, and Brother Delane, I'd plant oats in there. I'd put hay in there. You know, I'd put corn in there, sweet feed. You know, and I'd think, man, they got everything they want. I know they're in a fence, and I know they'd like to plunder and roam, but they got everything they want. But every day I'd have to go get one of them's head out of the fence. He'd be stuck his head through there. Couldn't get it back out. I had to go get him out of the fence. He always thought what was on the other side of that fence was better than what he had. He was wanting to jump the fence. But you know what he failed to realize? At night when it got cold, when he wanted to lay down and sleep, that same fence that held him captive, he thought, at night kept him safe. Hear me tonight, young folks. The world's got a lot to offer you. And they're saying the walls of the church is keeping you captive. Oh, yes. If you just get outside the church, there's so many good times you could have. But when you step over the bloodline, you step into the territory of the enemy. And I'm telling you, his desire is to destroy you. His desire is to kill you. Stay in the refuge. Stay in the refuge. Thank God there's safety there. There's security there. Thank God. And there's eternal life there. And the promises of the Word of God is to them that are in the refuge. May the Lord bless you, Brother Daniel.